You're listening to a CNBC TV 18 podcast.
Russia's newest chief minister, Ignaz Shinde, proved majority in a mere 23 minutes in the state assembly. Stay tuned to find out more about the special assembly session. Hello and welcome back to CNBCTV18.com. This is Kanishka Sarkar and you are listening to the Top News Podcast. I'm back here with the latest on stock markets, updates from Maharashtra, the startup space, and more. First up, here's how the market fared on July 4th. Market snapped a three-day losing streak as financial and FMCG stocks gained. Sensex rose over 300 points to close at 53,235, whereas Nifty finished the session at 15,830. FMCG stocks surged with palm oil prices falling 10%. The sectoral index and Nifty FMCG was up 3%. ITC continued its up move with its stock rising to a 3-year high. Meanwhile, ONGC stock was also in focus and tanked almost 4% during the day after global brokerage Morgan Stanley said that the gas explorer will get hit most by the windfall tax. This is after the government levied a windfall tax on profits of oil and gas companies, with crude skyrocketing in 2022. Reliance Industries shares, on the other hand, were in high demand in a rebound following the previous day's plunge after Morgan Stanley said the government's move to impose a tax on export of petroleum products will have a limited impact on the company. Metal stocks, meanwhile, remained weak. Tata Steel, Hindalco Industries, NMDC, Steel Authority of India, Hindustan Copper and Jindal Steel fell 2-3% after a gloomy commentary by Jefferies rigged the risk appetite of investors. Autos, meanwhile, saw a mixed reaction to June sales. M&M and Tata Motors slipped, while Bajaj Auto stock rose. Next up is the latest on Maharashtra. The Eknath Shinde and BJP government won the floor test today during the special two-day session of the Maharashtra Legislative Assembly. In the 288-member house, 164 MLAs voted for the motion of confidence, while 99 voted against it. Three legislators abstained from voting, while 21, including 11 from Congress, were absent during the trust vote. Speaker Rahul Narvekar announced that the trust vote was carried by a majority vote. Well, after the death of a Shiv Sena MLA recently, the current strength of the assembly was reduced to 287, and thus the majority mark was 144. Moving on, soon after, CM Eknath Shinde made a major announcement that the state will take a decision to reduce VAT on fuel soon. Now moving on to the startup space. Gujarat and Karnataka were ranked the best among big states for developing a startup ecosystem for budding entrepreneurs. As per the Department for Promotion of Industry and Internal Trade's ranking of states and union territories released today, a total of 24 states and 7 union territories participated in the exercise and ranked the states and UTs under 5 categories, which are best performers, top performers, leaders, aspiring leaders, and emerging startup ecosystems. Bihar and Andhra took the lead in emerging startup ecosystems among big states, whereas Mizoram and Ladakh were at the forefront among small states. Telangana, Kerala, Maharashtra, and Orissa were top performers for the startup ecosystem in states with a population of more than 1 crore people, while Jammu and Kashmir led among smaller ones. Also, over 1,500 women entrepreneurs across India received support from states and union territories for their startups, according to Commerce Minister Piyush Goyal, who attended the event in Delhi and said that efforts should be made to make India the best ecosystem for startups. Next up, the resignation train at Ola Electric is continuing to chug along. People in the know have told CNBC TV 18 that Yashwant Kumar, the head of Ola's charging network, has resigned. And it is noteworthy that there have been over 30 resignations of key officials at Ola in the past 2 years. Kumar had joined Ola Electric just over a year back, and as per an INS report, he is among several senior employees who have made a beeline to leave Bhavish Agarwal run electric two-wheeler company in the recent months. Lastly, in an international update, US President Joe Biden's call to companies running gas stations to bring down the prices has drawn severe criticism. Among the most prominent voices opposing Biden's call was that of Amazon founder Jeff Bezos. Biden tweeted, and I quote, "My message to the companies running gas stations and setting prices at the pump is simple. This is a time of war and global peril. Bring down the price you are charging at the pump to reflect the cost you are paying for the product and do it now." Unquote. Reacting to Biden's message, Bezos said that inflation is far too important a problem for the White House to keep making statements like these. Either it's straight ahead misdirection or a deep misunderstanding of basic market dynamics, he wrote on Twitter. Well, with that, we end this podcast. But before I sign out, here's an opportunity where we will listen to you. In case you have any queries or suggestions, please write to us at cnbctv18podcast@nw18.com. I'll be back tomorrow evening with top stories from around the world. Till then, stay tuned to cnbctv18.com for all the latest updates.